Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, we're following up with our guest mission speaker this past Sunday, Jacob Ninga, overseeing the work of Literacy Ministries in Zimbabwe, and talking and praying each day about some aspect of how we can pray and be involved in partnering with our missions. And the various missions that we might support here at Deer Run, the missions you might support as an individual, missions that you might be involved in supporting through a church, whatever church you might be connected with if you're not here at Deer Run. And today we're going to focus in on praying about provision, the supplies that are needed. The physical supplies, the spiritual supplies, the emotional supplies, being provided with all good things to accomplish all good work. Philippians 4, verses 17 and 19, Paul writes and he says, "Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Paul would travel and present the gospel of Jesus, the good news of Jesus, plant churches, and encourage them to help others and to give. And Paul would write, and he would describe the fact, and at one time he realized that maybe that wasn't the best route. But he determined not to be a burden to the people that he was sharing Jesus with, and so he would work as a tent maker to earn enough to care for himself and those that were traveling with him. And even while doing so, he would challenge the Christians to give. To give of themselves to God. To give of their resources to help others. But as he writes to the Philippians, he's stepping back and reminding them that this isn't some kind of browbeating, money-grabbing scheme that he's trying to entice them to participate in. And as we pray for the provisions of that are needed by the missions that we know of and the missions that we don't know of, one of the things, and a good friend of mine said that really stuck with me when it comes to prayer, is when you're asking God to do something, really need to be open to the fact that he may say you're the channel through which he's doing it. And as we pray for our missionaries, I know here at Deer Run, we pray that God helps them to be amply supplied with money. It's hard to do anything in this world without money. God can make things happen. In many missions that I'm aware of, he makes things happen far greater proportions than what the money would indicate could happen. But as we pray that God provides the financial resources, we ask, am I supposed to be involved in this one? It's not that I believe God expects every person to give to every mission. I think he connects us by heart and interest and desire so that all God's people have what they need. And it goes beyond just missions, but that's kind of our focus this week. But sometimes, even though we are somewhat fearful of talking about money, we stick with talking about money. And yet, as we pray for missions, as we pray for missionaries, we also ought to pray about the provision of encouragement, of spiritual help. The ones teaching, the ones leading, the ones sacrificing their comfort, their time, their energy. Sometimes to a people group that isn't readily accepting of the message. It's easy to become weary. When what you're producing doesn't look like what someone else is producing. You may go to a missions conference and hear all of the great stories of all of the people being baptized in one particular place, and you think, I've not seen that where I'm at. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Maybe I'm ineffective. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe you are, but I doubt it. God calls us to faithfulness. And when our missionaries are discouraged, we pray for the provision of encouragement. When they've emptied themselves into the lives of others, we pray for the provision of a filling. And sometimes God says, step it up. Send the card, the letter, the email, the telegram, whatever it might be. Provide something that you have, that God has given you. He goes on, Paul does to the Philippians, he says, God is able to supply all of your need. Now, isn't that one of the biggest excuses that we use for not providing for God's people, for not providing for missionaries, for not providing for the work of the church, for not providing for the poor? If I give to everybody that's asking, I won't have anything. And I believe in discernment. I think the Bible teaches about not casting our pearls before swine and understanding the usefulness of discernment. So I'm not talking about throwing discernment to the wind and saying whatever. But out of our prayer time, as we are made known of genuine need, and as God's Spirit prompts us to be involved in some way, sometimes He puts a number in our mind that requires more faith than we want to use. And we need reminded that God will supply all of my needs according to His glorious riches. And we have to be careful. Sometimes we put a number in our mind because we want a pat on the back. We want noticed. We want honored. The size of the gift isn't what gets God's attention. It's the heart. It's the heart that's obedient to Him. It's the heart that provides for others because He's provided for us. And so we live life praying. Praying that we do our part. But praying for the parts that we aren't called to do. That God provides their needs just as He provides ours. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Not just a God, the God, the one and only. And out of your love, you have given us exactly what we need in order to be made right with you, in order to live eternally with you, in order to walk in relationship. You've given us your Son, your Spirit, your Word, your people. And so, God, today I pray for those that are involved in mission work, wherever they're at. The day-to-day mission work of living, the occupational mission work of moving to a new country, and all of the mission work activity that's in between those. I pray for provision. When we recognize that you will supply all of our needs, we kind of seem to want to see it just dropped out of the sky. And we forget that sometimes the answer to that promise is a lot of work on our part, on the part of someone else. And so, God, help us to not be lazy. Help us to not encourage laziness in others. Give us a mind of discernment that is filled with wisdom that can only come from you. But God, help us also not be greedy in judging others' motives in a way that we can't see. And Father, today, may you be the provision financially, spiritually, emotionally, in all ways, to us and to those that we pray for. Thank you for the missionaries of our world. May you provide through your miraculous hand and through your miraculous people all that is needed so that they would lift up Jesus and he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.